Well, I hope you've been encouraged as we've been walking through this series, I Am, and talking each week about the importance of what God promises to us in being I Am. We have two more weeks that we'll be going through that, and then beginning another series as we'll start our summer. But all that God promises to be for you, that's what he says when he says, I am. I am who I am. And he's saying in that, he's saying it's all inclusive. Everything that you would need, everything that's a part of our world that is really understandable, God is. And he wants us to be able to see that. Today I want to talk about I am the good shepherd. And you heard that in our songs as we were singing and understanding what that means for each one of us. And hopefully opening up a little bit more of the picture of who God is for each one of us. God will unconditionally love you. God will unconditionally love you. Aren't you grateful for that? Amen. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, open our hearts, teach us this morning that we might hear your voice in Christ's name. Amen. As we're looking at this, there are several things that I think are really important for us to understand. To understand how really, as God has called us sheep, we really need to understand more about sheep. Now, at that particular time, that was an agrarian culture, and so it was pretty easy for us to be able to understand more about sheep, or those people to understand more about sheep, because it was everywhere, and so it was very common for them. How many of you have sheep at home? I see your hand? I think there might be somebody. Come on, isn't there? Oh, yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you. We do have a sheep herder. So that's great. But that just shows you we're not in that culture. And so so we have to kind of do a little extra study to kind of understand about sheep so we can be able to know a little bit more about them. Scripture says all of us like sheep have strayed. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. So we're understanding what that is. In the New Testament, he says, once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. And so that's the difference that is there. Now, sheep are mentioned over 500 times in the Bible. And in fact, sheep are the most mentioned animal in the Bible. So it's kind of interesting as we see it. Let me say, when God calls us sheep, that's not exactly a compliment. Just so we know, no offense to the sheep herder, but the fact is, when he refers to us that, there's a lot of reasons for that. And as we look at this, maybe it'll help us to understand it. First, we know that Abel was the first shepherd. You know, God created Adam and Eve, and then their son Abel was that first shepherd. David was the most recognized shepherd as we'd look in Scripture, and we'd try to find that out. Let me say, sheep are vulnerable and totally dependent on the shepherd. So, if you can understand what that transfer is, for us, spiritually, we are vulnerable and totally dependent on our shepherd. Understand? And so the fact is, if we don't keep that in mind, what happens? We start wandering off because we think, I can do this. I've got this. I understand. But what we have to keep coming back to is understanding that we are very vulnerable and we are totally dependent upon our shepherd. Now, sheep are dumb. They're not considered the smartest category of animals. They, as I said, are totally dependent upon that shepherd. It's necessary that they stay close, or otherwise disaster can happen for them. I read some articles of some who tried to defend the sheep. I wasn't so persuaded. because I read many more articles that were telling us that they're just not the smartest crayon in the box. And so there's an importance of understanding. They're also directionless. Now, I don't know how many of you are directionless, but you might be able to relate to this. How many of you, when you get off the elevator, always go the wrong way? Okay, quite a few, yeah. These sheep are directionless, and that is very much the case. They tend to herd, and that's their only real defense. I saw several YouTube videos of sheep that kind of wandered in. One of them is a man in California, and he left. They got sheep to help keep down the grass for the fires and all that sort of thing. And they started wandering into his backyard. He had a fence because he had left the gate open so kids could look at him. And pretty soon, 200 sheep were right in his small backyard, and he couldn't get them out. It's quite a funny video watching him do it. But the fact is that, they couldn't be, kind of herded. They had to be led. And sheep will gather. And that's actually, one of the ways that they kind of function. Now, as far as directionless, if they continue to kind of see a little food here, oh, okay, let's go over here. Oh, there's some more food here. Oh, there's some more food here. And they keep going like that. When they end up over there, they have no idea how to get back to there. So they're just lost. So the direction just doesn't happen for them. Think about that. Because when temptation comes and pops up on our screens or in your world and in your life, you can kind of go a little bit, but pretty soon you go a little more, and you get so far away that sometimes it's hard to find our way back. And that's exactly what happens in all of this. I read also an article that happened, I guess it was in Turkey. There were four shepherds. They decided to go for breakfast instead of watching the sheep. There were 1,500 sheep. A few of them started to wander. The rest kind of herded with them. And all 1,500 went off of a cliff, one right after the other. The first 400 died, but they made a soft landing for the next 1,100. It said the farmers lost $72,000 in sheep. They just weren't, tuned in. But, how is it that we keep getting trapped up by the same temptations? How is it that we keep falling into the same trap? And the enemy doesn't even have to change the trap. We just keep falling into the same one. The fact is, sheep are defenseless. Some animals, they have that ability to fight back. So you look at animals who can fight for their life. And there are many. You can just imagine all of those. They have an ability to fight for things. Sheep don't. They don't fight. Sheep can't go into flight because they really can't run very fast. Some of us sheep aren't real fast at running either. But they can't, they just don't have that as a defense. I mean, some animals, they're just fast. And so they run, and that's their defense. Well, sheep can't do that. In fact, they don't intimidate very well either. Some animals will growl or like hiss or whatever, and you go, whoa. I mean, what do sheep do? Baa. I mean, just the way it is. I don't know. We were in Ireland. I like to moo at cows. That's just something I do. And Sharon always laughs. And so we were kind of in Ireland, and they said, and there's sheep everywhere there. And they said, why don't you baa at these sheep? And so there were three of them that were standing there looking at us. So I did. And they all three turned around and just showed me their posterior. I said, okay, that didn't work. But the fact is that sheep are defenseless. They can't intimidate. They can't run fast, and they can't fight. Wow. They are totally dependent on their shepherd. I want to tell you, when God said we're like sheep, he's reminding us that we're totally dependent on our shepherd. You can't fight the enemy. You can't intimidate the enemy. And you can't run fast enough to get away from him. What you need to do is be dependent upon the shepherd to be our defense. You have to depend upon that shepherd to go after whatever it is that's tracking us. You have to depend on that. Now, the shepherd guides, he leads, and he protects. He defends, and he gives his very life for the sheep. When you have time after today or this afternoon, read John chapter 10, where this is. Maybe you read ahead of time and you were prepared and you were there. But if you do, it talks all about how Jesus said about the sheep and the shepherd and what that means to us. The psalmist says, acknowledge that the Lord is good. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Great importance. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. Now, the scripture says, he said in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. The word good, now do you notice he said, I am the good. He didn't just say, I'm a shepherd. I am the shepherd. He didn't say it that way. He said, I am the good shepherd. And so it's that word good is known as noble or wholesome or beautiful. That's kind of what he's saying in that phrase when he just says, I am the good shepherd. So in declaring himself good, he's referring to his goodness, his righteousness, his beauty. And so that is really much more encompassing as we're seeing that. I am the good shepherd. We also know that as the good shepherd, he sacrifices his life for the sheep. That shepherd at that point would always make sure that he would stay in front. Like when he would herd the sheep, he would lead them into a safe pasture for the evening, for night. He would take them into a cave, more likely, where they would be all surrounded and very safe. And then the shepherd would put himself at the entrance. So anything that was going to get to the sheep had to go through the shepherd first. That's exactly what God wants to do for you. He wants to be that shepherd. And he wants to make sure if you stay safe where he's placed you, and if you stay safe where he has brought you for safety, he lays down his life to protect you. That's the good news. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. He said a hired hand. He talks about that in John chapter 10. A hired hand is not really committed to the sheep. Like, he wouldn't give his life for the sheep. He would take care of them, but if danger came, hey, you're on your own. Not this shepherd. not this shepherd. He's committed to us and to our safety and to protection. The good shepherd calls his sheep by name. The sheep start to recognize the shepherd's voice, and they recognize that's the one. In fact, I've heard that lots of herds would mix together, and all the shepherd had to do was call out his sheep, and they would all exit and come and follow their shepherd. That's the kind of thing. He knows each of us by name. He knows everything about you. He knows from beginning to end. He knows all. And as we see that and as we understand that, there's great comfort in that. He calls his own sheep by name. The good shepherd gathers his sheep together. Do you know that gathering thing that they do as sheep? Their only defense, if there's an enemy that comes at the sheep, they kind of all go cluster together and kind of circle around. And they just keep circling around. I guess, like, wherever the enemy is, he just grabs the first one he can get out of the circle, and probably getting to the middle of the circle is probably the safest place. But it's natural for sheep to gather. That's what you've just done this morning. You gathered together. And this is a place of safety because God wants to use this in our lives. And that's why it's so important that church be a priority in our lives, that we would gather together, that we would be able to, because he calls us in that same sense like sheep, and that would be an important part. He gathered his own flock, and that's how you've just demonstrated that this morning. Now, the good shepherd leads them. As I watched that video, I watched that poor guy in his backyard trying to get the sheep to leave, and it wasn't happening. And the fact is that they just kept, you know, kind of piling around and around and around as he kept trying. But he had to get out in front. And see, when you lead them, that's how sheep function best. And we function best when our shepherd is leading us. That's what he wants to do. And so you will find greater satisfaction. The greatest thing that could be in your life is when you're following the shepherd wherever he is leading. There's a great importance of making sure he walks, that shepherd walks ahead of them to let them know. Do you know God is already ahead of you? Wherever you're going to go, wherever you're headed, he's already there. And so you don't have to worry. This shepherd loves you that much. He knows you by name. He's calling you, and he wants you to make sure that you know he's already there where you're headed. The good shepherd protects and provides for the sheep. He makes sure that wherever it is, he's protecting, he's providing. That means they're totally dependent upon that shepherd for all of their sustenance, everything that is important and necessary for their lives. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. We see once again, he says, I am the gate. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So as we see that, we understand that Jesus is the way. He is the gate. He wants to make sure that we understand he's there. We are his sheep. I know my own sheep, and they know me. They don't know his voice immediately, but you know what they do as little lambs? They hang out with the sheep who do know. And the sheep who do know the shepherd's voice, they follow and they go along with them. Is there someone in your life, as maybe a young Christian, or you're just learning things and putting things together, is there someone in your life that you want to make sure that you're seeing how God is working in their life and you're following as they follow Christ? Paul said that, follow me as I follow Christ. We should all, as mature believers, be comfortable with people following our pathway, because that's how they'll get to know the shepherd and they'll get to know his voice. We don't know his voice right away. There's so many voices in our heads, right? There's so many things that we hear that it takes a while for us to be able to sort through to understand. Is that God speaking to me? Is he kind of directing me? Or is that like the enemy taking me in a wrong direction? Or is this just my mother's voice that's telling me I shouldn't do that? I mean, we have all these voices, right, in our heads, and we have to learn when God is really speaking to us. The sheep know his voice. So the more you spend time in reading God's word, the more you gather together, the more you listen, you start to know his voice, and you recognize his voice when he's speaking to you. Yes. The sheep follow the shepherd. That's the safest place to be. The closer to the shepherd, the more safe you are. And so that's where we need to be spiritually as well. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. The fact is, he says, the sheep won't follow a stranger. Not when they're listening to the voice of the shepherd. And that's why it's so important that we would see they won't follow a stranger. They'll run from him because they don't know his voice. What does that say when the enemy tries to get us? We need to flee. We need to run. We need to make sure I'm not putting myself in that place. The sheep enjoy all the benefits that the shepherd provides. Everything he has is provided for them, and they enjoy all of that. They come and go freely. We'll find good pastures. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. That's what he wants for us as sheep. Let me say, my life as a sheep, what does that mean for each one of us? Because he said, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. Yes, there's only one way to be one of his sheep. That's through Jesus. And so we have to make sure that we're hearing his voice and seeking after him. The safe place for a sheep is close to the shepherd. The safe place for a sheep is just as close as you can get. The only way to avoid danger is to learn to listen to the voice of the shepherd. The only way to avoid danger is to learn to listen to the voice of the shepherd. And that takes time. That takes concentration, focus. That takes getting to know his word more and more, so that you are feeling safe and hearing his voice. And maybe partnering with somebody who's further up the road to help you to learn to listen to his voice. As a sheep, I can't survive alone. When sheep are alone, they are most vulnerable. That's the time. You can't survive alone. You need one another. I need you. You need me. It's all part of this that we work together. That's important. It's vital. And we can't survive without our shepherd. Although gathering is a natural response and a defense, it's only safe when I'm listening to the shepherd. And so I need to make sure that I'm understanding. When I follow the shepherd, I enjoy all that the shepherd can possibly offer. That's the good news. That's the good news. Everything he has is yours. Jesus says, whatever he inherits, we inherit, because he is our brother, God is our father, and so we are all part of that. Nothing catches the shepherd off guard, as nothing comes to me that hasn't gone through my shepherd. Amen? Even when it's hard. I want you to read this together because it's such a beautiful thing, but I hope you think about it a little bit more. It's a familiar one, Psalm 23. Let's read it together. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Let's stand together for prayer. Father, thank you so much for being that shepherd to each one of us. We are totally vulnerable and totally dependent upon you as our shepherd. Help us to draw near to you in even greater ways, that you might have a greater ability to protect, surround us with your care, provide for us, lead us, all the things you've promised. And for all of this, we'll give you thanks in Christ's name. Amen. May God bless you and go with you. Happy Mother's Day.